Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called How the Church Meets Your Deepest Needs. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the benefits of belonging to a church family. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the Purpose-Driven Life Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate, a hardcover book that will help the student in your life with the decisions they will face both before and after graduation. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Why You Absolutely Need a Church Family.
You know, every Sunday in the United States, about 120 million people go to a church worship service. Now, let me put that in perspective. That means more people in America go to a church service on one single weekend, 120 million people, than will go and attend every single professional sporting event in America in an entire year. Now, today I want to ask the big question, why? Why do they do this? What are the benefits? Why are over 2 billion people around the world a member of a church family somewhere in the world? Why do they do this? What are the benefits? What's the payoff? Why get out of bed and go attend a service at a church when you can stay home? How would you answer that question? You know, having been a pastor for over 40 years, I happen to know that most people who attend a church service have no clear reason or idea why they're there. Now, I'm sure that some of those millions who are attending church around the world, not just in America, but in Berlin and in Buenos Aires and in Hong Kong and in Manila and all the other places where we're reaching out, I'm sure that some people attend out of habit or out of tradition, or maybe they go out of duty, or they went to a church service out of guilt, or maybe they went because somebody pressured them to go. Somebody were to ask you, why are you a part of a church family? What reasons would you give? What would you say? We need to review who we are and what we are. We need to identify why we do what we do and what are the purposes of a church family. Now, you need to have clearly in your mind this foundation. You need to know all of the ways that God wants to bless your life through your church family. So starting this weekend, I'm going to teach you 5 exclusive benefits of being part of a church family. Now, these 5 benefits to your life are exclusive to the church. In other words, nothing else besides the church family can meet the 5 deepest needs in your life and provide the 5 essential benefits that a church provides. You can't get them anywhere else. They are only available through a church family. You can't get these benefits through your work or your school or your nation or even your physical family. Only the church can meet your 5 deepest needs and help you fulfill God's 5 purposes for your life. Now, that's a big claim. I'm going to prove to you without a doubt that what I'm saying is true, that only your church family can meet the 5 deepest needs of your life, help you fulfill God's 5 purposes for your life. And I'm going to be very practical and very, very specific. Now, the starting point is to ask this. What's a church? What is a church? How do you define it? How do you describe it? When I say the word church, what do you think of? Now, depending on your background, your answer is going to vary, whether you come of a Christian background or a non-Christian background or an atheist background or Buddhist or, you know, whatever, Muslim or whatever. But my guess is that your understanding of what a church really is, it's probably pretty limited and not really all that God says that a church family is. So let me first tell you what a church is not. It's not a building. I mean, most of you, when you think of a church, you think of a church building on a location. I'm going to the church, which means a building. Jesus didn't die for a building. Churches meet in buildings, but they're not a building. Second, a church is not an institution, which is a misconception. We often think of the institutionalized church. Well, that can be out there, But that's not what a church is. It's not a building, and it's not an institution. I want you to write this down, okay? Write this down in your outline. A church is not a place I go to, and it's not an event I attend. It is a spiritual family that I belong to. It's not a place I go to. It's not an event I attend. It's a spiritual family that I belong to. Now, there are many, many verses in the Bible that would teach this truth, but let me just look at one. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42 and down to verse 46, which is a clear description of the very first church, which was in Jerusalem. And here's what it says. Every one of these words that I tell you to circle is important. So please circle them, and then we'll come back and talk about it. To those who believed, circle the word believed. Those who believed, circle that, were baptized, circle that, believed, baptized, and added to the church. They joined, circle the word joined, so you got believed, baptized, joined. They joined with other believers and committed themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. Circle teaching and circle fellowship. Teaching and fellowship. What's the apostles' teaching? It's the Bible. And fellowship. And the fellowship. It says they worshiped together. Circle the word worship. They worshiped together regularly at the temple courts. And they met in small groups. Circle that. In homes for communion. You can underline or circle communion. And shared meals. I like this part. Circle shared meals with great joy and thankfulness. Now notice these words. Believed, baptized, joined, worshiped, fellowshipped. They ate together. They ministered together. They served together. All these different things. According to the Bible, this verse and many others, here's the definition of a church. A church, I've written it there on your outline. A church is a group of baptized believers who've joined together in a commitment. Notice the word commitment. I didn't have you circle that. Joined together in a commitment to help each other fulfill God's five purposes for their lives. That, friends, is a church. It's a group of baptized believers who've joined together for the purpose of helping each other fulfill God's purposes for their lives. The purpose of the church is to help you fulfill God's five purposes for your life. Now, we've talked in the past many times about the purpose-driven life. But in this series, we're going to look at the purpose-driven church and why you need other people in your life to fulfill God's purposes. So the next question we need to ask is this. Why is the church the most important group on earth? Some of you say, well, it is. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you this if you don't know it, but it is. The church is the most important group on earth.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate. And it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, Here's Pastor Rick.
The purpose of the church is to help you fulfill God's five purposes for your life. Now, we've talked in the past many times about the purpose-driven life. But in this series, we're going to look at the purpose-driven church and why you need other people in your life to fulfill God's purposes. So the next question we need to ask is this. Why is the church the most important group on earth? Somebody said, well, it is. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you this if you don't know it, but it is. The church is the most important group on earth. You say, well, why would that be true? Well, let me give you a number of reasons for that. You might write these down. Number one, first reason it's the most important thing on earth is because the church is God's family. It is God's family. 1 Peter 1:3, God has given us the privilege of being born again so that we're now members of God's own family. You become a part of the human race by being born into the world. You become a part of God's family by being born again into God's family. We are a part of God's family. Notice it says we're members of God's own family. Circle the word member. We're members of God's own family. You need to be a member of God's own family. Now, what is God's family? Well, 1 Timothy 3:5, 3:15 says this, NCV version, that family is the church. God's family is the church of the living God, the support and foundation of the truth. Here in California, where we have earthquakes, we know the value of support and foundation. If you don't have good support, you don't have good foundation, you're going to crumble when the earthquakes happen. And if you don't have a good support and good foundation for your life, the support and foundation of the truth, you're going to crumble when the heat's on in your life. So the church is God's family. That's why it's more important than any business, any government, or anything else. It's God's family. Number two, it is the only reason God created the universe. Did you know that? The whole reason God created the universe is he wanted a family. God wanted a family, and that family is called the church. So the church is the reason God created the universe. If God hadn't wanted a family, if God hadn't wanted the church, none of this would exist. The Bible says God created the entire universe because he wanted the church. That's how important it is. Look at this verse from the Bible, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Living Bible. Long ago, even before he made the world, this is before the universe, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. Did you know that before God thought of the universe, he thought of you? That's how valuable you are. That's how important you are. That's how much you matter to God. Before he thought of the universe, he thought of you. Look at this verse, Ephesians 1:5. His unchanging plan, God's unchanging plan, has always been, from the very beginning of time, to adopt us into his own family. God wanted a family. To adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. So the church is God's family. God wanted a family. It's the whole reason he created the universe. That's how important the church is. If God didn't want a church, nothing else would exist. Number three, God is using his church for his eternal purposes. Ephesians 3, verse 10 in the Bible, verse 10 and 11 says this, God's intent, that's his intention, his purpose, was that now, through the church, underline that, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to all the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which was accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love the Message paraphrase of this passage, Ephesians 3:10. It says this, through Christians like yourselves, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among angels. God's plan for all of time involves the church. No church, no universe, no time, no plan. Number four, fourth reason why the church is more important than any business, any school, any government, any nation. Jesus died for his church. He didn't die for your nation or my nation. He didn't die for your business. He died for the church. Ephesians 5, 25 and 27, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. It's like the father dies for his family. The husband dies for his wife and kids. Christ loved the church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the family of God, and he gave himself for it. He died so that he could give the church to himself like a bride in all of her beauty. And he died so that the church could become pure and without fault. You want to know how something matters? You look at what somebody's willing to pay for it. When somebody's willing to give their life for something, that shows how much it's valuable. Christ died for the church. Number five, it's the only thing on earth that's going to last forever. Now think about this. Starbucks isn't going to last forever. McDonald's isn't going to last forever. Walmart isn't going to last forever. No corporation. Toyota Corporation isn't going to last forever. No nation's going to last forever. No business will last forever. The only thing that's going to on earth right now that's live going to last forever is God's church. It's going to last forever. The Bible says this in Ephesians 3:21. Glory will belong to God in his church and in Christ Jesus. Notice, underline this, for all time and for all eternity. The church is going to last forever. Nothing on this planet's going to last except the church. That's how important it is. 1 Thessalonians 3, 4:17 talks about one day that when the second coming Christ, then we'll be caught up together with him in the air, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord together forever. Well, that's who is that? Who's the we? The church. Number six, the church is the only group that Jesus said would succeed. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus says this, I will build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Jesus is in the church building business. He's not interested in building my reputation. He's not interested in building your reputation. He's not interested in building nations. He's not interested in building businesses. He's not interested in building clubs or organizations. He says, I'm going to build my family. That's why I built the whole universe. I will build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Yes, there are battles. Yes, there are losses. Yes, there are things we don't win in. But I've read the last chapter of the Bible. We win. And ultimately, the church succeeds. It's the only thing that's going to last. Number seven, it is the only group big enough to solve global problems. You know, I've spoken before the United States Congress. I've spoken before the United Nations. I've spoken at TED conferences and Aspen Institute and Davos World Economic Forum. And I hear people talking about public and private partnerships. But you know what? The problem is they're not big enough to solve all the global problems. There's no nation big enough. There's no business big enough. The church is the only thing big enough to solve global problems. Let's put this in perspective. There are 2.2 billion church members in the world. That means the church is bigger than China. The church is bigger than India and China put together. And the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 in the New Living Translation, by his mighty power at work within us, the church, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we had ever dared to ask or hope. All of the global problems cannot be solved without one-third of the world who happen to be members of churches. We have the greatest distribution. We have the most volunteers. And on with highest motivation, love, and on and on. Let me give you one other reason why we're going to do this series. Because the greatest privilege in life, listen, the greatest privilege in life is to be a part of God's church. To say, I'm a member of God's family. I'm a child of God. That's more important than your nationality or your gender or your business or anything else. The greatest privilege in life is to say, I'm a part of God's family. 1 Peter 1:3 says it like this. God has given us the privilege, circle that. This is the greatest privilege. God has given us the privilege of being born again so that we're now members of God's own family. Circle the word members again, member, and circle the word family. God has given us the privilege to be a member of his family. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God? And the Spirit of God lives in you? I said this earlier, but I want to say it again. When you were born physically, you were immediately born into the human family. You became a part of the human race. You didn't have a choice. The moment you were physically born, you became a part of the human race. Once you're born physically, you're in that human race. But when you are going to be a part of God's family, that's choice. And you've got to choose to let Christ come into your life. And when you're born spiritually, reborn, born again, rejuvenated, new life, then you're born into God's family. And that's choice. I don't know if you've made that choice or not. You're in the human race. You're created by God. You're loved by God. But you're not in God's family unless you've asked Him to be a part of His family and accepted Christ as your Savior. Now, you say, well, okay, Rick, I get it. Church is not something we go to. It's not an event. It's not a building. It's family that I belong to. And you just gave me 8 reasons why it's more important than anything else on the planet. Well, the next question that comes up is, what's a purpose-driven church? You've heard that around Saddleback any length of time. What is a purpose-driven church? Well, if you were to look up the word drive in a dictionary, you would find that the word drive means to guide or to control or to direct. To guide, to control, or direct. When you drive a car, you guide, control, direct it down the street. When you drive a nail into the wood with a hammer, you guide, control, direct the nail into the wood. When you drive a golf ball, hopefully you guide, control, direct it down the fairway and onto the green. Drive means to guide, to control, or direct. Every organization, every business, every nation, and every church is driven by something, guided, controlled, or directed. I've listed a few things there in your outline. Some churches are driven by tradition. And some organizations are driven by tradition. How do you know you're a tradition-driven church? They have the favorite phrase is, we've always done it that way.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery. This unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004 or just visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle or 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a word of encouragement.
Thanks so much for listening today. I want you to know what a personal blessing it is to me to be able to teach you each day. But I also want you to know, as a pastor, that I am concerned that you find a local church home. Listening to this broadcast is not enough to grow. You need to be in a local church family where you can do the 58 one another's of the New Testament. Love one another, care for one another, help one another, encourage one another, share with one another, greet with one another, and on and on and on. That's the mutual ministry of the body to itself. You can't do that just by listening. You've got to be a part of a family.
Just like Rick said, it's so important that you have a home church. That's why he developed a free tool called How to Find a Good Church. And you can get it by going to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.